from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from two donors. The first is an anonymous donor from Silver Springs, Florida, in thanksgiving for blessings received. The second is V. McNally from Victoria, British Columbia, in loving memory of her mother, Soledad, her father, Gervasio, sister, Dolores, and deceased relatives, for peace within the family, for the souls in purgatory, the poor and homeless, persecuted Christians, and for world peace. Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord, just like St. Martin the Poor's did about 400 years ago, knowing that he was just a weak human being, knowing that he needed God's guidance at every breath he took. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. O God, who led St. Martin the Poor's by the path of humility to heavenly glory, grant that we may so follow his radiant example in his life as to merit the exalted with him in heaven. True, O Lord, Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all. God be blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He grants peace within your borders. He fills you with the finest of wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jerusalem. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and ordinances to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his ordinances. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, Jerusalem. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. My sheep listen to my voice, says the Lord. I know them and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of the leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Then Jesus said to them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pull it out on the Sabbath day?" And they could not reply to this. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's a beautiful scene to place ourselves in as Jesus challenges the Jewish leadership as he is invited to be with one of the leaders in his house. And it's something for us to learn about too. They didn't say anything, they did not challenge him, but he knew what they were thinking. And so he makes it a lesson, a teaching about following all the rules. And this is the thing with all the rules. We have people who love all the little rules and we gotta just stick within it. But it's always flawed where we can make as many rules, and we look even at law today, books and books and books, and lawyers, they can fight day and night over little rules. But it's about the spirit. It's about the spirit of the law. It's about using our common sense. And Jesus very simply attacks that. And he challenged them about a child or an ox falling in a well on a Sunday or on the Sabbath. And this is for us too, on our Sabbath, the Sunday, to be wise and to think about our Sundays, what we do. We cannot ask a cow to stop giving milk on the Sunday. And a chicken doesn't say, "Oh gee, it's Sunday, I won't lay an egg." Of course, things go on, but we have discerning minds. But do we have to shop on Sundays? Actually, I very much lament that about 30 years ago or more in Canada, shopping was allowed on Sundays. And we have to be discerning what we do on the Lord's Day. But a farmer still has to milk the cows and so on. But can I be discerning what I do on the Sundays? And Jesus, of course, challenges us through that. He challenges the Pharisees and leaders, and we are challenged today. What am I doing on the Lord's Day ourselves? But Jesus is challenging, but also today, we remember St. Martin de Porres of Lima, Peru. Very challenging. Most saints are actually very countercultural. So if you are living a clean life, a good life, you don't have to defend yourself, even if you're an oddball. If you live a clean life, You are a son or daughter of God, and not to be afraid of it. But we know even in our families, we don't have to preach and preach about God. They know who you are, and they know what you're thinking. You also know what your siblings or your children are thinking. But it's about that example we're going to give. Are we going to give an example of Christ, and they have to make up their own minds? Or are we turning it around and we start to lecture and so on, and no good comes from it? And today's saint, Saint Martin de Pours, is a good example of that. He didn't go around lecturing with one finger and saying, but you people, this and that. No, he was just a poor multado, he would say, a person of mixed race. And he was very much discriminated against. Matter of fact, he wanted to enter Dominican order, but he was rejected. He could work as a donee. He could get a meal and a roof over his head and somewhere to sleep, but he could not enter the religious order. And pure discrimination, of course. But he gently, of course, a deep prayer life. It's at the time also of Rose of Lima. They knew one another, but he just worked at it. He officially was a doctor. Now, don't expect too many medical procedures in that time. He probably could bandage up some wounds, and he could pray, of course, and he prayed much. And a lot of wonderful things happened. He is known to set up a shelter for dogs and cats. He could communicate with animals. He apparently set up a hospital, now probably was just a hut, but a hospital for children in the slums, living a very, very poor life. And to be the, so quote, the underdog, yet he put the mud in the face on his own religious order, who by his actions and his life. And this is totally countercultural, but he is the sign of God, a sign of God to be different and to show others how ridiculous they are. And of course, discrimination, always at the bottom of it, is absolutely ridiculous kind of things. I'm better than you are, or I look different than you are, so you are less, and so on. But he worked against that. He did not set out to do that, but he just gently, in his humility, he worked against it. And at one point, actually, that really showed who he was. His order was in financial problems, and so he said, "Oh well, I'm only a poor multado. Just sell me as a slave, so you have some money." Shows where he was at, and it must have made one heck of an impression. And he is actually also the patron saint of racial harmony. Racial harmony. And do we need racial harmony in our world? We just have to look at all the wars, what is going on. So many disasters, so much trouble, and it's always about religion, or it's always about politics, but the differences. We still lament what happened a few weeks ago in Israel between the Palestinians and the Israeli. And we can, of course, choose our sides and so on, but it's really, I still lament it these weeks later, how it is racial injustice. It goes way back, of course, and killing and retaliating because for the sake of retaliating and killing a few more people doesn't go anywhere. But Saint Martin de Pours, as the underdog, so to speak, he worked against it, and he showed them the way, and we can learn so much of it. To take that lower place, as Jesus talks about, to take that lower place, and even in our families, to just let people say what they want, but just carry on. live a good life. Don't be afraid. You are a son or daughter of God, and you are one of the elect of Israel. And fits so nice in with our first reading of Romans, where Paul is explaining to the Romans, of course, about how we are all in Jesus Christ, how we belong to the elect of Israel, how we are one people in God, and there should be no room for any racial differences or religious differences. We're all sons and daughters of God, and to live that life, a clean life in racial harmony, it's so important, and we each have to do that in our own way. When we get up in the morning, as we reflect on our own lives, in our own relationships, am I a person who builds the kingdom of God, or am I someone who is not building the kingdom of God? Am I someone who creates division? And it can be in our family or in the world. Amen. So let us bring our prayers before the Lord. We pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intention book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Our community prayer this month is for all those listed in the daily TV Mass Book of Remembrance and for all the souls in purgatory, especially those who have no one to pray for them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for Pope Francis as he fulfills his mission. May he continue to accompany the flock entrusted to him with the help of the Holy Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for the personal intentions of all our benefactors who continue to support our TV Mass ministry. For them we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for these prayers and the prayers in the silence of our own hearts, we lift them up to you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me of my sins. Thank you. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of God's name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Most merciful God, who were pleased to create in blessed St. Martin de Pours the new man in your image, the old having passed away, graciously grant, we pray, that renewed like him, we may offer you the acceptable sacrifice of conciliation through Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For in the marvelous confession of your saints, you make your church fruitful with strength ever new, and offer us sure signs of your love, and that your saving mysteries may be fulfilled. The great example lends us courage, the fervent prayers sustain us in all we do. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim.
Holy, Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the order bishops, the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
And at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant our peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. And may the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
And let us pray. By the power of the sacrament, Lord, we pray, lead us always in your love through the example of Blessed Martin the Poor's, and bring us fulfillment, the good work you have begun in us, until the day of Christ Jesus, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.